Ready? Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off. That's a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name is Terry Goss. I am a sales associate here at Harris Appliance and Furniture. I've been in the business now for about 6 years. Started at a different store, moved here. That's me.
There we go. 6 years in this store. How many years in this industry?
In this industry, it would be about eight.
Okay.
Two before I moved here. I started here as a warehouse associate.
Yeah.
Zach messaged me one time. We met when we were both working at Sports Check years ago.
Okay.
And I guess he liked me enough to offer me a job. And
nice, hey, there you go. So you're from here?
I was born and raised in Fort McMurray, yes.
What school did you go to?
I started my schooling up in Beacon Hill.
Okay.
Grade 7, I moved downtown and went to Dr. Clark.
Okay.
And then I did my high school at Comp.
Another Comp kid. Man, Tanner's flipping me off. Typical Comp kid. Comp is winning. We get like, Comp is crushing this show for people who come on from that school.
It was just the closest. I lived downtown.
Yeah.
I could walk. It was 5 minutes, 10 minutes to get the bus.
Growing up in Beacon Hill, you were wild.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
And then throughout high school, when I moved back downtown, the majority of my time was spent in Absinthe. That's where the majority of my friends lived, and that's where I'd go and hang out after school and stuff like that.
Nice. And so what part of town do you live now?
I'm still in downtown.
Sweet.
Yep, still downtown. I haven't actually moved out of the home where I was during high school.
Nice.
It's nice being around family.
So. Yeah, of course. And downtown is a sick part of Fort Mac.
No, I'm near everything. Everything's within walking distance. I can walk to work. I can walk to Fresco, Sobeys. It's all right there. I'm right in the heart of downtown, so.
That's sick, man. I used to live up in Beacon Hill. I live in Timberley now. Like, I've lived in almost all parts of the community. And when I used to live in Beacon Hill, it was sick. You could get to all of the downtown core so easily.
Didn't matter if you're going down the highway or just a straight shot down the bush in the path.
Yeah, and then like we had our first studio for the podcast up in Abasan. So for like 2 years, we were like out of Abasan. I loved having the studio up there, just like the people, the vibe. Once again, if I'm like my wife called me and was like, "Hey, I need you to do something downtown," I'm like, "Done, dip in and out,
quick."
Like when you're in Timberley, you do miss out on so much of the amenities and the feel of downtown.
Sorry, I need to turn this off.
Oh, that's all good, bro. You were not the first person or last one. Like, we've had episodes where people have taken calls, for goodness sakes. Myself included.
Well, if it's not a business call, it doesn't matter.
There you go. So, as far as Fort McMurray is concerned, born and raised here, you're still here.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you choose to still remain in this community?
I just like it here. Now, if I do end up moving out of Fort McMurray, it's probably going to be to a smaller area.
Okay.
I'm not huge on bigger cities. Like, I'll go to Edmonton and Calgary and visit, but I don't see myself as a person who could live in that type of congestion.
Yeah.
So, like, if I were to move from Fort McMurray, it'd be to a small little community like Abbey or Newbrook or Thorhill, something that's just still within 45 minutes of like a hospital and everything that you need.
Right.
But in my own little area.
Yeah. It's kind of wild to think about Fort McMurray as big.
Right.
Like growing up here, being born and raised, like Fort McMurray used to be at the top of the world. Nobody knew about us up here. It was just like a small town.
Yep.
And I remember when I started recruiting people to move up here during the boom, like I would recruit people from the East Coast, and they would think Fort McMurray was huge in comparison to where they were from. And now the community really has grown to a point where like, no, it's pretty big.
Yeah, we've gotten large.
Yeah,
gotten
like large. Sustainability is a thing.
We've gotten large. I've seen a lot of things change. River City Center was Plaza 2.
Yeah.
McDonald's and Flavors were in the same building.
Right. That's so true. The one that I remember, which is not, it's just apartments now, was the old Canadian Tire.
Yep.
Then it turned into Liquidation World, and now it's those apartments. Like, so much has changed.
A lot.
Tanner has a question. I'm stealing one of your questions, by the way. What is a restaurant that used to be here that's not here anymore that you miss?
Grandma's Sandwich in the mall.
This guy didn't even miss a beat on that one.
Grandma's Sandwich was my favorite little place in the mall. Fresh. The only thing that compares to it now is Mitchell's, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But Grandma's Sandwich was my favorite place to go to when I was at the mall.
And the decor in there was the best. It made you feel like you're at grandma's house just chilling. It was cozy.
It was nice.
Yeah. What did you get there?
I'd always just make my own sandwich.
Okay.
Get ham. Usually Black Forest is the best one to go for, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I love Black Forest ham. It'd be mayonnaise, mustard, some bean sprouts, lettuce, some cucumber, and then they had their special house sauce. I can't exactly remember what it was.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
That was... Oh.
Yeah.
I miss it.
That was a spot, no doubt.
I miss it.
You nailed that. Usually, like, Tanner's asked it, and, like, old school people are just like, oh, I know what it is. We all have our answers.
Oh, yeah.
So, as far as, like, being here forever, when you grow up here, there's lots of opportunity. Mm-hmm. Like, you get to kind of pick. You don't get to pick, but at that time frame, you could really say, I want to study this. I'm going to go into that industry.
Yeah.
And the opportunities were there.
Oh, yeah. For sure. You had your, like in high school, you had your PAL and everything like that. If you wanted to go out to site and be a engineer, welder, whatever, you had those opportunities.
Yeah.
I never saw myself as something like that.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask. How did you see and find yourself in this industry? Because it's a pretty interesting and cool, unique industry.
Well, I started out in multiple. My first job was at 13. I was golf course maintenance at Quarry Ridge before they closed down.
Okay.
Driving the tractor, cleaning up the golf balls on the driving range, mowing the grass and stuff like that.
Yeah.
After that, did all my high schooling, and then my job out of high school, I was a laborer for Liam Construction.
Oh, yeah.
For a few years. And I'll be honest, that's a lot of money for an 18-year-old kid to be making.
Yeah.
Right out of high school, I was making more money than some of my friends who were working out at site. It was insane.
Yeah.
Liked it. Didn't really enjoy the labor aspect of it, but right. I was getting strong and stuff like that, and I did enjoy it, but ended up hurting my back and had to start do something F. So I got a job at Sports Check as just a sales helper there, I guess, associate, just to help you find stuff. And found out that I really liked talking to people and didn't think that I actually would.
Nice.
And just kind of stuck with the customer service and sales aspect ever since.
That's cool. That's really cool. And so this is a skill set that you found when you had that job. It wasn't something that you were just like a naturally outgoing person.
Not normally, no. In high school, and I mean, after high school, I stuck to myself. I wasn't out there. Still kind of am.
Yeah.
I like to stay home more than anything else, but I'll go out and I'll go golfing, go camping, stuff like that. It's just I didn't find out that I enjoyed the customer service side of things until I was actually in it.
Yeah.
What? And I don't think I'm going to leave it.
Yeah, that's really cool. No, like a lot of people don't. They take it for granted in regards to what we are currently doing is not easy. Having a conversation with a complete stranger for the first time is kind of challenging.
Oh, it can be, for sure. And you're meeting new people every day.
That's what I'm saying. And like that, people get nervous doing that. So when I do sit down with somebody who is in customer service, I like to find out like, how, why, where did that start? Mm-hmm. You're very unique in regards to somebody who like picked it up later in life.
Yeah, I think it was more around the age of like 24 when I started doing that kind of stuff. So it's like,
yeah,
I thought I was going to be a laborer or something like that just for the rest of my life. And hey, no, I found something that I enjoy, and I'm going to continue to do it until I can't do it no more.
Yeah, that's cool. And it's something like, it's your voice. Mm-hmm. So the longevity of you doing this versus that physically demanding job, much longer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you enjoy it, you can do that for life.
And even if I do end up losing my voice, there's always sign language. I can still do things.
Do you know sign language?
I want to learn it, because I've had a few customers come in who can't actually verbally speak or hear.
Yeah.
And being able to, instead of writing stuff down in a notepad and going back and forth like that, it's something that I really want to learn, because it'll make my job easier. And I feel like it'll also make them feel a lot more.
I could go down a rabbit hole with this conversation with you, but unfortunately Tanner has tapped his watch. That means we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
My shout out is to the community. I love this place, and I'm not going to leave. I was born and raised here, and when times get tough, this place just bands together, and I love it.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.